To conclude the presentation, I'd like to take you through some of Coronation's high conviction views that you should expect to find in all of our funds. The number one high conviction view is that global equities offer significantly better than South African equities. And while we have no idea whether this will play out over the next year or two, we think of, with the benefit of a 5 to 10 year time horizon, we think the opportunity is significant. Our reasons for investing or for preferring offshore equities to South African equities is, first of all, we think the rand is very strong at current levels. We think it's unsustainably strong. And while it may remain strong in the short term, we think over the longer term it must weaken. It must. We think it's overshot fundamentals, and we think in time it will return to more normalized levels. In addition to that, we think that global equities have substantially underperformed South African equities over the last 10 years. This will not be the case forever. Investors always make the mistake of extrapolating the recent past into perpetuity. And we think that the ratings of South African equities versus global equities is probably too narrow at the moment. We think that earnings in South Africa are quite high. And we find many of the world's global blue chip companies trading at very attractive ratings if one's prepared to take a long-term view. Within our equity portfolios, there are a few major themes that are apparent. The first is that we are heavily invested in global companies that happen to be listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Companies like South African Breweries, which is the second or third largest brewer in the world, British American Tobacco, which is the second or third largest tobacco company, Liberty International, which is one of the large UK property stocks, companies like Richemont, Naspers, MTN. Second key feature in our equity portfolios is that we are still underweight resource stocks. We still don't find value if one's prepared to look through the cycle and take a long-term view. A third feature is that we remain very underweight construction shares. Construction shares have fallen a lot from the cycle's highs, but we still think that earnings bases are very high, and we think that those businesses are still vulnerable if one's prepared to take a longer-term view. And one final interesting feature is small caps. We have been buying a large number of small cap shares in the last 2-3 quarters. We think that the cycle has played itself out, and we think that the small cap sector is quite distressed. We're finding many very high quality companies trading at 4 or 5 times mid-cycle or normal earnings. And we think that once again, while one may have to wait a year or two, we think that over 3 to 4 years, there are many small caps that will double and triple off these very depressed bases. Final point I wanted to conclude the presentation on was investors' exposure to cash. If one looks at the unit trust market, one can see that investors are very aggressively or very heavily positioned in cash. And we think that returns from cash currently barely above inflation are going to disappoint many retired investors over the next 12 months. We would recommend to investors that they look at funds, for example, the Strategic Income Fund, which is an income fund. It, however, can asset allocate between the yielding asset classes and find another percent or two in yield to protect investors from inflation and any drawdowns that they might be taking on those cash.